This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Do The Spray FM, the first and only Pan-African Radio. I am Ayodeji Fumilaya. Welcome to Global Gist. First, let's take the headlines. Russia-Ukraine war live. Ukrainian drone shot down over Belgorod region. HRW accuses Saudi border guards of killing hundreds of Ethiopian migrants. The first Republican presidential debate is nearly here, but why so early? Now the news in details. Russian-Ukraine war live. Ukrainian drone shot down over Belgorod region. According to Russia's TASS news agency, Russian air defenses shot down a Ukrainian drone over the Belgorod region. Russian ambassador to Denmark, Vladimir Babin, condemns Denmark and the Netherlands for promising to donate F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine, warning the move would lead to an escalation of the conflict. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has flown to Greece for Monday talks with the country's leadership and to attend an informal meeting of Balkan leaders with top European Union officials. Zelensky has met with Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis and was also scheduled to meet with President Petrina Sakellaropoulou. In the evening, Zelensky is to join an informal dinner organized by Mitsotakis for top officials from 9 Balkan nations. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has flown to Greece for Monday talks with the country's leadership and to attend an informal meeting of Balkan leaders with top European Union officials. Dinner guests are scheduled to discuss the Western Balkans region's future in the EU, which many countries have already joined and others are jockeying to enter. The agenda is all that we can do together to protect human life and freedom in our common European home, Zelensky said in a Telegram message prior to the meetings. Every day, we add strength to our state, our soldiers, and our cooperation with partners, he said. According to Russia's TASS news agency, Russian air defense shot down a Ukrainian drone over the Belgorod region. August 21st, around 4 p.m. Moscow time, the Kyiv regime made another attempt at a terrorist attack using an aircraft-type UAV. The unmanned aerial vehicle was detected and destroyed by Russian air defense systems over the territory of the Belgorod region, the Russian Ministry of Defense said. The ministry added that there were no victims and no damage due to the thwarted attack. HRW accuses Saudi border guards of killing hundreds of Ethiopian migrants. Saudi border guards fired like rain on Ethiopian migrants trying to cross into the Gulf Kingdom from Yemen, killing hundreds since last year. Human Rights Watch said in a report Monday, the allegations described as unfounded by a Saudi government source point to a significant escalation of abuses along the perilous route from the Horn of Africa to Saudi Arabia, where hundreds of thousands of Ethiopians live and work. One 20-year-old woman from Ethiopia's Oromia region, interviewed by HRW, said Saudi border guards opened fire on a group. On a group of migrants they had just released from custody. They fired on us like rain. When I remember, I cried, she said. I saw a guy calling for help. He lost both his legs. He was screaming. He was saying, are you leaving me here? please don't leave me, but couldn't help him because we were running for our lives. HRW researcher Nadia Admar said Saudi officials are killing hundreds of migrants and asylum seekers in this remote border area, out of view of the rest of the world, according to a statement. Spending billions buying up professional golf football clubs and major entertainment events to improve the Saudi image should not deflect attention from these horrendous crimes, she said. A Saudi government source told AFP that the allegations were unreliable. The allegations included in the Human Rights Watch report about Saudi border guards shooting Ethiopians while they were crossing the Saudi-Yemeni border are unfounded and not based on reliable sources, said the source who requested anonymity. The New York-based group has documented abuses against Ethiopian migrants in Saudi Arabia and Yemen for nearly a decade, but the latest killing appears to be widespread and systematic and may amount to crimes against humanity, it said. Last year, United Nations experts reported concerning allegations that cross-border artillery shelling and small arms fire by Saudi Arabia security forces killed approximately 430 migrants in southern Saudi Arabia and northern Yemen during the first 4 months of 2022. In March that year, repatriation of Ethiopians from Saudi Arabia began under an agreement between the two countries. Ethiopia's foreign ministry said about 100,000 of its citizens were expected to be sent home over several months. The HRW report said there was no response to letters it sent to Saudi officials, but the three rebels who control northern Yemen alleged deliberate killings of immigrants and Yemenis by border guards. In response to a letter from HRW, according to the rights group, migrants said Houthi forces worked with people smugglers and would extort them or keep them in detention centers where they were abused until they could pay an exit fee. The Houthis denied working with people smugglers, describing them as criminals. In 2015, Saudi officials mobilized a military coalition in an effort to stop the advance of the Iran-backed Houthis, who had seized the Yemeni capital Sana'a from the internationally recognized government the previous year. Yemen's war has created what the UN describes as one of the world's worst humanitarian crises, with millions dependent on aid. Many of the abuses described by HRW would have occurred during a truce that took effect in April 2022 and has largely held despite official expiring last year, October. The HRW report draws from interviews with 38 Ethiopian migrants who tried to cross into Saudi Arabia from Yemen, as well as from satellite imagery, videos and photos posted to social media or gathered from other sources. Interviewees described 28 explosive weapons incidents, including attacks by mortar projectiles, the report said. Some survivors described attacks at close range with Saudi border guards asking Ethiopians in which limb of their body they would prefer to be shot, the reporters said. All interviewees described scenes of horror, women, men and children strewn across a mountainous landscape, severely injured, dismembered or already dead, it said. Other accounts describe forced rape and across the mountainous and beatings with rocks and iron bars. HLW called on Rudyard to end any policy of using lethal force on migrants and asylum seekers and urge the UN to investigate the alleged killings. The first Republican presidential debate is nearly here, but why so early? On Wednesday, Republicans are set to hold the first debate of the 2024 presidential race, kicking off the contest to determine who will be the party's candidate to take on United States President Joe Biden. But the debate comes a full 15 months before voters go to the polls in November 2024, and the Republican Party's first official primary event, the Iowa caucuses, is 5 months away. That may seem like a lot of runway until the actual vote, but early campaigning is not unusual in the U.S. In fact, the 2024 campaign season has gotten off to a somewhat slow start, with many Republican hopefuls hesitant to challenge former President Donald Trump, a conservative heavyweight with a strong following. This year has really taken a little while to gel, said Robert Boatwright, a professor of political science at Clark University in Massachusetts. Nevertheless, Wednesday's debate underscores the outsized significance of the pre-primary season, which can make or break electoral fortunes, according to Boatwright. With the debate at this point in the game, candidates are not really campaigning for votes. They are rallying, campaigning to gain the perception that they are candidates of consequence, Boat said. Many thanks for joining us on Global Gist today. I remain IODJ from Lyra. Stay tuned for more exciting content on the Spree FM, the first and only Pan-African radio.
This is the Spree FM, Pan-African radio.